And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Winco, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
I'm so glad that Jesus is not a religious icon. Jesus is God, and you can't kill God. Somebody ought to praise him. I don't care who you are, you can't kill God. And if you're really filled with God, nobody can kill your praise. Even Marvin Gaye said, make you want to holler. I know some of you are deeply religious and you're offended by the style that I'm preaching. Too bad. You in my house. In my house, we give him praise. In my house, we lose our mind. In my house, we've gone from Baruch to Halal. In my house, we give him praise and we look where he brought us from. And because we have the testimony of where he's brought us from, we can approach tomorrow with victory. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. Paul tries to teach this. He said, if Jesus did not get up, he said, then all that we are doing is a waste of time. See, that's why we hop from church to church. Talking about, I need a fresh word. I need a fresh word. And all throughout the Christian community. Now, I'm not saying visiting is bad. Please don't misunderstand me. But I'm talking about a systematic search for something that you have in a relationship. See, when you get the right woman, your search stops. When you have the right man, your search stops. The right man is turned on when you have rollers in your hair and morning breath. But after a while, he don't even pay it no mind. Just give me some sugar. He just learned how to kiss and hold his breath. Kiss don't last too long, about a minute. You can hold your breath almost a minute. And then he go, oh, thank God, I love you. And that's how God is with some of us. Some of us, he has to kiss and hold his breath. Because we stink with disobedience. But nothing separates you from his love. You see, we struggle with that love. Paul said, but if Christ be not risen, all we doing is making a lot of noise. But because we know he's risen, can't shut us up. And then I began to understand that the uniqueness of the Pentecostal expression, we were praise freaks. We were like David when the ark came back home. He ran outside, stripped himself down to his underwear. And notice this, just like David offended his wife. Some of you, when you praise the Lord, you offend other people. But I want to encourage you, offend them. Because the onlyest people that are offended by praise are people who don't know the risen Savior. I believe that there was a connection between Peter and Paul. I know there were times they had interaction. Paul addresses said interaction as he talks to the Galatians. He talks to Peter when he writes. He says to Peter, Peter, you're hypocritical. When the Jews ain't around, you up there eating chitlins and got yourself some hot sauce and you're eating that shrimp. You're down there, you chilling with the brothers. You got that pig. You eating that pig, Peter. You got that jerk pig. You got long dreadlocks when you ain't with the Jews. You're a Rasta when the Jews ain't around. But when soon as James came, you got a haircut, put on your priestly garment, and you ain't eating no more jerk. You were just talking about, give me the chicken, the boiled chicken, and the matzo ball soup. Paul said, you just a hypocrite. So I think the two of them had some connection. I think they shared some doctrinal truth. And so Peter now has the responsibility of writing to those individuals in 1 Peter who are scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. But he uses a term that is Pauline in its teaching. Peter doesn't use this term apart from his knowledge of Paul's writings. He uses the term in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. He says, elect. And then he throws in another term that only comes from Pauline theology. He says, according to the foreknowledge. And the word in the Greek of foreknowledge is prognosis. And a prognosticator is one who speaks about events that are coming. It's foreknowledge. And he is saying that you are the elect of God. And you are put into that position based on God's foreknowledge. God, help me today. Do you understand your salvation did not sneak up on you? But God had already elected you before you were born. You ought to be shouting and dancing. You didn't stumble into the grace of God. God had already elected you before your grandparents met. Your salvation was carved out before you even heard the gospel. But when you heard the gospel, that ignited the election. He says, you are the elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Notice this, through sanctification of the Spirit. You're elected through that sanctification. In other words, God started working on you before you even became saved. Listen to me, parents. You can raise your children to live saved. You can't raise them to be saved. But you can raise them to live saved so that after they get saved, it's not a rough transition. You know how we always talk about generational curses? And a lot of you go around talking about you under a generational curse. In reality, you're not. You just adapted the bad habits of those who went before you. Generational curses are specific, and they are not rooted in bad habits. They are rooted in genetic disposition. Generational curses foster the term, I can't help it because it is in me. And 2/3 of you who say you are under a generational curse are really not under a generational curse. You are under just the accumulation of the information of a bad habit that it's become your socialization. You have watched it so much that you think it's normal. If you are raised up in a family where all the single women have children, that does not mean you have a generational curse. It means that it is your socialization. You think that's what you are supposed to do. If you watch everybody in your family have a bad marriage, you are not genetically disposed to have a bad marriage. You have just drifted into normalcy because you've watched it all your life. There is no deliverance from socialization. There is deliverance from generational curses, but there is no deliverance from behavioral socialization. There is you coming to the end of yourself and saying, I'm tired of this. But election of God, foreknowledge of God, sanctification of God can be genetic depending upon His sovereignty. God can run that salvation line through your whole family. Just like there are generational curses, there are generational blessings. God can isolate a line and keep it holy, just like He did the line of Judah. He isolated the line of Judah because that's where Jesus was coming from. And what was Judah? Judah was the line of praise. Because when Jesus comes in your life, you gonna praise Him. He said, you are the elect according to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. See what it says? You're not just elect to wander in theological la-la land. You are elect unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. You are elect to be saved. You ain't elect just to go wandering around the world. You're elect to be saved. Then he goes on. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. See, born again, begotten us again, unto a what? Lively hope. Now, why is it that the devil has attacked that word hope? Another one of those words like love is a noun and a verb. Why has he attacked it? We use it very flippantly. I hope I make it on time. I hope to be there. I hope I get better. I hope things will get better. I hope situations change. No. Hope is the strongest word in the Bible for the believer, because the Bible said faith is the substance of hope. That means that faith comes by hearing the word. Hope comes because of your connection. Without hope, you can't hear this promise. You hear the promise of God, it builds faith, and faith is the substance of hope. So he has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You hear that? In other words, Jesus' resurrection ensures you will have hope. You are never hopeless because Jesus rose from the dead. You and I are examples of his resurrection. The world will say, how do you know Jesus rose? You tell them, take a look at me. My saved life validates his resurrection. Because if Jesus be not risen, my faith is empty. My preaching is empty. And he ends that great treatise with this phrase. He says, if Jesus did not get up, then we of all people are the most miserable. I embrace the resurrection power of the Lord to get me through. And so must you.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4317P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastors Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastors Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?